Technology of Leadership. Section 6, Leadership Behaviors.
What kind of leader would your employees say you are? Are you driven to accomplish tasks and to help others accomplish them? Do you make decisions that promote your own acceptance? Do your decisions build a sense of community, or do you try to maintain control and get compliance? Do you try to create an environment of challenge, high direction, and oversight? Whether you admit it or not, you have a natural leadership style. It's the organizing theme behind all that you do day in and day out. It grows from who you are as a person and from your dominant motive. But you can still have a choice in how you lead. You can follow your innate nature, or you can consciously look at people and situations and choose a style that adds value to their efforts. Tom Coble looks at leadership style from a historic perspective.
Historically, leadership style or behavior has been modeled after the command and control mentality of the military. There's been a significant shift occurring over the past several years, however. The shift varies in its focus based on industry, based on the demographics of the organization, and the characteristics and the personality of each organization. While highly respected individual researchers still disagree as to the best leadership style, it's key to recognize what those options are and to see which one or combinations of styles our own leadership behavior resembles. We have to then ask an additional question. Does this style or combination of styles add value to the people I am leading?
These are the 6 basic styles: soloing, coaching, placating, involving, dominating, and governing. Each can be effective and add to team performance in certain circumstances. The soloing style prefers taking personal responsibility for accomplishing the tasks. Often, it's a style where the leader assumes the role of the doer. It's the style that says, "I have to do it for it to be done right." Listen for soloing in this example.
Jeff, I have a good idea of the results I want to achieve in expanding our marketing efforts. I know you've been working on this, but I decided to talk directly to our agency about our media buy.
The coaching style focuses on the development of others to accomplish the task. It provides ongoing support, patience, encouragement, and direction for long-term development. This style provides a high degree of instruction and learning from both success and failure. This style assumes very little responsibility for doing the work. Listen to this coaching opportunity.
John, I'd like to see how we can increase our manufacturing output 5% this next quarter. Now, I'm going to put you in charge of developing a new incentive program. You have some great expertise in this area. So, what I'd like you to do is work up a proposal, and we'll sit down together and we'll review what you've come up with.
The placating style puts relationships first. Goals and standards are second. The placating style seeks harmony and avoids conflict. This style is positive, people-focused, and emphasizes interaction and familiarity. Can you hear the placating style in this dialogue?
Sandy, I really appreciate your hard work, and I know you've been trying to establish new supply contacts, and although you haven't been able to nail anything down yet, I really do appreciate your efforts, so keep working at it.
The involving style creates a positive work environment through teamwork, participation on the team, and integration. Listen to an example of the involving style.
Bill, I'd like to put an in-house team together to do some strategic planning, and I want you to check with each of the other supervisors to find those people you think make the best team.
The dominating style has control or compliance as its focus. It provides close monitoring and high clarity on what needs to be done and how to do it. The dominating leader has difficulty relinquishing decision-making authority. This style does not provide much background on why a task is to be done. Here's a good example.
I'm sending out a memo today to all our departments establishing our corporate goals for the year. You'll notice each division has a quarterly percentage increase. Now, I want a summary of your plans to meet these goals on my desk by Monday.
The governing style gives clear direction on the task and the reasoning behind it. Decision-making is retained by the leader, who uses input from others to make the decisions. If others have the expertise, he or she coordinates or facilitates. The following example illustrates this style.
I think you should all know that we've been approached by another company to talk about a potential merger. Now, as you know, our goal is to increase market share. So I want each of you to give me your best thinking on the positives and negatives of moving ahead. I think as a team, we're going to make the right decision.
Our leadership behavior emanates from one of our three social motives. The achievement motive results in the soloing or coaching styles. The affiliation motive results in the placating or involving styles. The power motive results in the dominating and governing styles. Tom Coble expounds.
There is no one perfect way to lead all people all the time. Different situations and different people will require different leadership styles. Effective executives use a collection of distinct leadership styles, each in the right measure at just the right time. Such flexibility is tough to put into action, but it can be learned. The payoff is in organizational performance. To do this, a leader must think about what do the people and the situation need from me right now that will add value.
Certainly, you should take advantage of your strengths, but there are other models or alternatives from which to draw. Mature leaders adapt their management style to the situation. Management style also has a forceful and direct impact on other leadership elements such as goal setting, clarity, listening, feedback, task performance, performance monitoring, controls and regulations, consequences, and conflict. To make your leadership behavior of more value, try these three things. Be conscious, be intentional, and be focused. And before you act, ask yourself these questions. What is my goal, really? How does this serve the self-interest of the follower? What is the climate of this individual or group? What is the competence of the individual to accomplish the task? What is the time frame? What is the consequence to the organization if the task is not completed or done correctly? What is my history with the individual or group? What are the barriers to accomplishment? In summary, good leadership is the art of using the appropriate style given the person and the situation. Take an unbiased look at your own style. What leadership approach best fits your work situation? Can you add a second complementary style that adds value to your leadership skills? Remember, management is getting people to do things right. Leadership is getting people to do the right thing. Leadership is thus the skillful use of influence to bring about the accomplishment of goals.